Christian and Christian Dior, yeah. Now you just miss and I'm missing you more. But you knew that I'm the cool cat with the roof back. No, I need you by my side, can't lose that. But you still wanna test the waters, like I never showed you jets and waters on the coast of Florida. So why you wanna act like that? Like a nigga never had your back, is it hers to match? What's wrong, girl? Pick up the phone, saying you not home. Nigga, leave me alone. Well, fuck it then, that's my word, I'll never love again. Same time, one of you back, I'ma suck it in. Could've gave you my last name, you want some other shit. All cause you thought I was laid up with some other shit.
Alright, for sure. It's crazy
so
how
smooth,
yeah. Cool. It's kind of crazy how much he sound like his dad as well.
Man, this is he got crazy. The whole vibe, the persona,
the flow,
everything, the... bro.
For sure, for sure. welcome back to the GVGB podcast. This is Mark Anthony Black Mag coming back. This is the first podcast of the year. We have a very, very special guest that wanted to come through for y'all. We got Uncle Desmond here with us today. Go ahead.
Thank you, man. Yes. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
All love.
Appreciate you and Aries. I love what y'all doing around here, man. I listen to the podcast. I fucks with it. Fucks with the vision.
Good looks.
It's going to be the best episode y'all had today.
You predicting it like 6ix9ine?
I'm predicting it. Shoot, it's going to be a lot of quotables.
For sure.
Shoot, y'all price just went up, man.
Y'all price just went up. It just went up. So, y'all, I hope y'all, you know, y'all start, like, tuning in now before it gets too crazy. So, yeah. And shout out to Aries. Shout out to Aries for, you know, holding it down over there in Utah. So, we appreciate you, bro.
Yes,
but,
sir.
Yeah, so we're going to get this started.
Yeah.
Right, bet. Here we go. Just to start it off, we got a lot of listeners out there, got a lot of viewers. Mm-hmm. They don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Who is Uncle Dez, and what is it that you do?
Uncle Dez, man, a man of many talents.
Yep.
But probably my passion, well, not probably, but my passion, bro, is music, specifically music producing.
Okay.
I've been doing it for a while. I think I started when I was 16 or 17.
Yeah.
Actually producing. I started playing the piano when I was maybe 11 years old.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I had the option to either play the trumpet. No. Be in choir or play piano, matter of fact.
So you chose the instrument route.
Yeah. I was a kid. I was like, man, singing's for women. I don't really do that.
Okay.
So I was like, I'll play the piano.
Yeah.
So then they signed me up for piano class and... I don't know, the rest is history.
Yeah, for sure. Was there something that kind of like drew you towards the piano? Because I mean, like, especially when you're younger, you have a lot of options as far as like an instrument goes. So, mm-hmm. like, was there something that kind of like drew you to it?
You know who Kenny G is?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I don't know if I saw like a commercial or a movie or something.
Yeah.
But I was like, bro, this is the coolest dude ever. Like, this dude's so smooth, just playing that saxophone.
Yeah.
And I ended up moving to Hyde Park, like towards that area, and they didn't have a saxophone section or something like that.
Sure.
So my only two choices, literally, were either go to choir or take piano class.
Okay,
something happened with the saxophone. So I was like, all right, well, let me just go ahead and play piano.
Yeah.
It's something, you get what I'm saying?
Sure.
And after that, I ended up moving again. I moved to school called Lawrence. I don't know if you ever heard of Lawrence.
Mm-mm.
Kind of by Spring Valley area.
Oh, okay.
And there, they didn't have a piano class. So, all right, I don't want to learn saxophone anymore.
Yeah.
Just do the trumpet.
Okay, so that's how you got into the trumpet.
Mm-hmm. And then Drumline came out shortly after that. And I begged my band teacher. I'm like, yo, can you teach me how to play drums?
Sure.
He was like, well... All right. He was like, you picked up the trumpet pretty fast, put you on the drums, and I fell in love with the drums after that.
Wow. Just like that.
And then in high school, I tried out for Drumline my freshman year, didn't make it. And then my sophomore year, I made it. And then junior and senior year, I was section leader.
Okay.
Like captain of the Drumline. So yeah, that's all my musical.
Yeah. Your background.
Yeah.
That's dope because I remember, for you guys that don't know, we went to high school together. Didn't know each other at all, but for sure remember the Drumline. For sure remember you being like always in the front line and stuff like that. And then I remember just always having the pep rallies on Smash because it was just wild. I remember, I think it was, I want to say you and Damon?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
What's his last name?
Damon Harker.
Yes, Harker. Yes, yes, because his little brother played baseball with my boy. So, yeah. I remember him. I remember you two always kind of, like, doing your things. Remember y'all having, like, some little, like, kind of, like, I don't know, like, some energy starters with the pep rallies and whatnot, stuff like that. I remember that being hard. And then, just like you said, Drumline changed a lot of people's lives, man. Drumline was so hard. I fucking love it. And that was the first time I ever seen Zoe Saldana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, she's bad.
Boy. Oh, my God. Listen, man.
I love Zoe. I for real love Zoe. But back to the music.
But no, you're right, though. I mean, Drumline made it cool to not only be in band, but, like, be a black man in band.
Yes.
It opened my eyes to, like, HBCUs.
Yes.
Like, I didn't know nothing about that, especially being in the West. Growing up in Vegas, my mom and pops didn't go to HBCU. They went to schools in California. So
okay, they went to Cali schools. Okay, sure.
And I'm like, yo, this is how they do it in the South? Like, they got baddies shaking ass. Yeah. You can play the drums and still get the girls. You ain't got to be in the football suit. Shoot, sign me up then. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. I will ask, though, just because you stayed in music for such a long period of your life, for a good like portion of it, what about it made you kind of like keep with it? Because, you know, like a lot of people will say, oh yeah, like I was in the band in elementary or middle school, but I don't know, there's just that fire kind of like runs out, and then it's like they never even did it, you know, like they can't pick it up again and like just play.
Yeah,
but you kind of stuck with it, even changing instruments and stuff like that, and then growing into producing. So, was there something about it that kind of, like, kept you with it?
I think that, one, that it came so naturally to me.
Okay.
And nobody in my family is, like, musically inclined, to be honest. Like, none of my aunts, uncles, grandpa, grandma, nobody. And it just came to me so naturally. And I would get complimented all the time. Like, Des, you're so good. Or, you know, stick with it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'll tell you a side story that growing up, my grandma, she would always shut down different like dreams I had. So like one of my first dreams when I was a kid, I wanted to be a police officer.
Yeah.
She's like, well, no. Well, what happens if you get shot? Or what if somebody robs you and, you know, you lose your leg or something like that?
Sure.
Maybe like 5 years later, I was like, Grandma, I want to be a barber. She's like, well, what if the world goes through a phase where nobody ever gets their hair cut?
Okay.
And I'm a kid, so I believed it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And then I get into music, and my grandfather loves jazz music. He never played anything, but he loves jazz music.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of the things that, or one of the reasons why they were like, okay, well, we like music, you know what I'm saying? And they didn't shut it down automatically.
Sure.
So that's kind of why I stuck with it. One, came naturally, and two, like, it wasn't shut down as easily.
Sure.
And also just to be able to do something that everybody is, I don't say against, but for example, anytime you hear somebody's like, oh, I do music, or I rap, or I do this, it's kind of like, okay, there's a million other niggas out here doing the same shit. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, okay, whoop-de-doo, you know what I'm saying?
Sure,
like, doesn't.
It's a whoop-de-doo. Yeah, that's what it is.
So, like, it's kind of like making it to the league, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how many niggas you know that hoop or play football or something like that?
Yeah.
But still at 24 or EOS, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing about, you know, with music. Like, how many niggas you know recording in their bedroom or going to a studio, going to events? Like,
right.
It's the same shit.
It's like, it comes to a point where you have to separate yourself, and that's how you know if you're really doing it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, like, Hooper's at EOS versus someone who's actually, like, working out at a college or whatever, whatever, and, like, doing what he has to do to try to actually get somewhere with it.
Yeah.
Versus just being like, yeah, I hoop, and then that's it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, so you're just another number, but are you separating yourself from the rest of the pack?
Exactly.
So, okay, I see what you're saying. Sure. You did say about this was one of the few things that your grandparents, like, didn't block.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I'm just assuming, is that who you were raised by? Like,
No, not at all. So, my grandparents, they're very, like, they wanted all of us to, including my mom and her brothers and sisters, they wanted all of them to finish college and get a degree.
Okay.
And basically, like, fit into the American dream, basically, right?
Sure.
And my mom stopped going to college because she had me.
Okay.
She never finished. So my grandparents were huge on my brother and I to finish college because she didn't.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So basically, I had an opportunity to go to, to audition for Georgia Southern and Georgia State.
Really?
In high school, yeah.
Oh, okay.
My band teacher, Mr. Melton? Yeah, Mr. Melton. I think that was him, or Sapola, one of them.
Yeah.
But they were helping me get ready to audition. I was telling my mom. I sent hella stuff out. And they're like, yeah, you know, come down here for the auditions. It was just, at that time, money was funny.
Sure.
Couldn't go down there.
It happens.
And it kind of... kind of deterred me, you know, from the college route, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna still stick with it. Just, I'm gonna think of this as a detour.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, like I said, I wasn't raised by my grandparents. They live in California.
Oh, okay. But they had a strong influence on you and your parents, obviously. So they kind of like veered you
on my
to
parents,
the right
yes. Yeah, on my yeah, mom, yeah. yes. And obviously, every child's dream is to make their parents proud.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a chain of events, like. They want, my grandparents want to be proud of my mom wants to be proud of us, and I want to make my mom proud, which in turn make my grandparents
proud.
Her,
you know,
proud,
so just, yeah. Just keep the chain going. So no, I understand that. Was it about music that you like love? Like, what is it, if there's like a thing, if you had to like kind of put your thumb on it,
mm-hmm.
like point out that one thing about it?
That's a good question. I think that with music, you can feel every type of emotion. You get what I'm saying?
For sure.
You can be happy. You can be sad. You can be mad. There's every type of emotion in music, and that was a way of me getting out.
Yeah.
My emotions.
Okay.
You know, as a black man, you grow up, people tell you don't cry, you know, suck it up, this and that. Or even as a man, you don't have to be a black man, but just
sure.
a man.
Yeah.
You know, they tell you to...
You're supposed to push those kind of things down because, like, you're not supposed to outwardly just have your expressions or your feelings out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you are kind of taught that by society, from the older men, the older generations and stuff like that, and it trickles down. So, yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so it basically was just a way, it was an outlet.
Yeah.
Or it is. It still is.
It still is.
For me to get out emotion. So if I'm feeling happy, if I'm hype, all right, you're going to get your little turned up track or something like that.
Okay.
If I'm sad, if I'm in my feelings, or if I'm feeling the girl, something like that, I might make a little something, you know, smooth. Or
yeah.
Whatever the feeling is, but I think that's what it is right
that's
there.
That's what it is right there?
Yeah, just being able to express myself.
That's dope. I do have to say... I just thought of this right now, but when you're feeling like a girl or whatever, and you're kind of in like that kind of mood,
mm-hmm.
what's a song that you would like throw on that will kind of like match that kind of vibe?
A song,
or even an artist who
the Dream, bro.
Dream, okay.
The Dream, man. Let me tell you, bro. Like the Dream is talented, man. Like
yes.
He's probably one of the greatest songwriters ever.
For sure.
Writing Umbrella
yes.
by Rihanna
mm-hmm.
to Dance For Me by Beyonce.
Yep.
And to his own falsetto.
Yep.
Man, like, when earlier when I was talking about that smooth shit.
Yeah.
Like, he got some songs that, yeah, my dream. The dream is the go-to.
Okay.
If I got a little shorty over or whatnot. But I mean, bro, I got my own little playlist. Like,
you have something that you go to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's funny you said that because we love the dream. Mm-hmm. Aries and I. So we did an episode where we went in on a dream mm-hmm. and we just did not Love Versus Money, Love Hate.
Okay.
We just went through the whole album of Love Hate and we just went song by song reviewing it and stuff like that, just going in on a dream. It was a good like 2.5 hours long just mm-hmm. talking about the dream because we're big fans of his and no, for sure, like he's going to go down as like one of the GOATs. Multi-talented. Yeah, we just love his music. So, yeah, no, that's dope. That's not dope that dream, you...
definitely.
That you fuck with that. That's tight.
And I'll tell you this, bro. Women love a dude that can play an instrument or that can sing or something like that. Like, I can't tell you how many times, like, a girl will come over and she'll see a piano. Oh, you play piano? Yeah, I do. Play me something.
Nah.
Boy, I could play 3 notes. Mary Had a Little Lamb. Yeah, she was like, oh my God. I promise, man. I promise.
It's that easy, huh?
Hey, like the kids say, no cap. No cap.
It's a no cap.
Oh, God, no cap.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
But, man.
That is, okay. I'm going to have to learn an instrument. Simple as that. All right. Or sing. I'm going to have to do something.
Something, bro.
Because you can't just dance.
Nah.
That's the thing.
She's not gonna be like, you can't just get up and dance for me.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, oh yeah, I'll dance for you. Like what are you supposed to do? Like, nah, you can't do that. No, for sure.
You can't. Like I'm trying to imagine like
yeah, no, there's just the picture of it is just stupid.
But I would also tell you this, bro, like just having that talent, that extra talent, I don't know, man. It comes in handy at certain times. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll be walking through a casino and there's a piano, and everybody be like, "Dez, get on the piano."
Yeah.
Dez, play something real quick. I mean, it's fun, man.
So
like,
you go over there, you know, do your John Legend.
Yeah.
And then,
that's it.
And you know, you keep get everybody. Yeah. No, but that's a dope skill to have, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's rare, but it's tight. It's you actually have a piano in your house?
Not like a grand piano. No,
but okay.
Like the little piano you hook up to.
I'm picturing like Stevie Wonder, like all white with a gold trim. Just
was like, one day though, that's the goal.
Yeah. Okay.
Get a grand piano. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm playing the songs, and then I got like my little shawty, got my wife on top of the piano.
Okay.
With some little Victoria's Secret song.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? She's just ready.
Okay.
It's a dream. Listen, you laughing, but it's true. Y'all laughing, but one day, watch.
Okay, that's the vision. That's the
and
vision.
I'm gonna make sure I bring my cameraman.
Okay.
Be like, hey,
shout out to Avery.
We're gonna have to we're gonna have to get this on camera.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, man.
That's tight. I'm sorry. The image in my head is just, it's funny. No, it's gonna happen though. That's the thing. It's gonna happen though. Oops. No, it should be fine. I do want to ask you. Is there someone or something in particular that kind of like gets you down? That you're able to pick right back up with this, and this. You know what I mean? As far as music goes.
Say it again.
So, like, maybe I need to reword it. I'm always curious to see when life happens,
mm-hmm.
some heavy shit happens, you go through whatever.
Yeah.
Be it relationships, family, real life shit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people turn to music, especially those in music.
Okay.
So what I want to try to like figure out, what is your go-to for those kinds of things? You know what I mean? Like when you need that pick me up, you need that something to kind of like just get you going through, you know, like the next hour or whatever. Like mm-hmm. you had a terrible week, but it's Saturday, and this is gonna get me right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
You mean like an artist or song or
like anything musical, like.
You know, actually, when I am having like a down day or something like that, it's actually not surprisingly. I don't turn on music first.
Oh, okay.
Right? I don't. It's actually the last thing I go to, surprisingly.
Yeah, okay.
But what I will tell you is that there's been a lot of times where, like, I second-guess myself or, sure. like, I'm like, man, maybe I should just, you know, finish my degree and, you know, go back to doing what I was doing or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, like, literally there's always something that happens, like, the day after, the week after, a moment after, because those are the times when I'm feeling that, like when I'm down and stuff, I'm like, it's normally something that's in life that happened, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Damn. And it's always, literally, bro, always something like,
you have an example?
Yeah, a couple of them. We went out for every birthday, and right before that, it was my company's holiday party.
Okay.
And, like, I'm already tired, but I was like, you know, I'm going to go out for the homie's birthday. I want to, you know, show some love.
Of course.
And, like, I show up, and all his homeboys from Texas were down there.
Okay.
And, like, I think I met maybe like, one or two of them. But they showed me so much love when I walk in the door. Like, I felt like I was a celebrity at this man's birthday. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
I used to go by D-Beats, so a lot of people know me by D-Beats. So he's like, what up, D-Beats? What up? The heavy-ass Houston accent. What up, D-Beats? What up, folks? You know, like, what up? And, man, they were just bringing up just, like, hella old shit that I did, like, in the past. And, like, they was talking to me like we just boys, you know what I'm saying? And,
sure.
So we end up going out that night at, we go to Dre's, Fat Joe was there.
Wow, okay.
And it was Scott Storch's birthday.
Right? Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is starting to make sense. Okay, so, go ahead.
So we all out, and, you know, I'm trying to, like, enjoy myself, but I literally just came from another party.
Yeah.
3 hours, and now I'm here at a club.
Sure.
And, like, I'm gassed, and I'm like, man, and I do want to walk around, but I'm tired, bro.
For sure.
I worked right before that. So I had an 8-hour shift, 3-hour party, and now I'm at the club.
Yeah.
And I'm just chilling, just enjoying the vibes and whatnot. End of the night comes, and I don't know. We was just all talking outside, and then I just see Scott Storch just walk, literally just walking. And I'm like... Okay. I'm looking at the homies.
Yeah.
I'm looking over there. They were there politicking. There's some females or something like that.
Of course.
So they were there chopping it up. I'm still looking over there. And, like, all of this is in the span of, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The way I'm talking, it's seems like 30 minutes, but it's all 30 seconds. So I'm like, you know what? Shooting my shot.
There you go.
So he's walking, and then I catch him, like, on the side. There's, like, a side gate. So yeah. I catch him, and I talked to him like, I know this dude forever. I'm like, hey, Scott, let me get a picture with you, bro.
Okay.
He was like, yeah. So his security guard came out of nowhere.
Wow.
And he was like, no pictures. So Scott looked at me. And I'm saying Scott like, I know this dude. But he looked at me and he was like, hand your phone to the security guard. He'll take the picture.
Okay.
Basically kind of like just checked him. Like,
Yeah.
You ain't going to tell me who take the picture.
Exactly.
So I ended up taking the picture. I said a few words. You know, cliche shit, but I meant it. I was like, hey, you're a real inspiration.
No, absolutely.
You know, thank you for everything you do. I'm watching the comeback. You're doing your thing right now.
For sure.
Keep on doing it. This and that, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, thank you. And he was like, I'm assuming you produce. I was like, yeah. It was real quick. And I was like, thank you again. And the next thing you know, I met up with all of them. And it was like, we all looking for you, and you over here taking this picture of Scott Storch. Like, shoot, yeah.
That's crazy.
But yeah, just that moment right there.
Yeah.
To take it back, just let me know, like, all right, Dez, you're supposed to be doing this.
Yeah.
And then even you reaching out, wanting me to, you know, get on the podcast. and talk about this.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Another song right there. I was supposed to be in Atlanta last month for a beat battle.
Wow, okay.
I got invited to a beat battle with these people that I did beat battles with like years ago.
Sure.
And they always reach out every single year. Dez, you want to be in it? You want to be in it? They continue to show love, and I appreciate that. What else? One of my homeboys, Michael Gimba, he's cool with a big YouTube dude, King Vader.
Oh, what?
You have you heard of him? The niggas that be doing all that shit? Yeah.
I love King Vader. Yeah,
so him, they are close. And like, he's in a lot of his skits.
Really?
Yeah.
I was literally just watching the Walking Dead joint.
Yeah, he's in it. He got the dreads, light-skinned dude. That's my homie.
Okay, yeah, that's tight.
He was like, Dez, I'm putting out this viral video on my page. He's like, I want you to make a remake to, you know, like the Family Matters. I don't know if I should be saying this, but oh well.
Okay. But it's all good. It's all good. You're in a safe place.
He's not gonna care. But just him reaching out. He's like, Dez, you know, King Vader is gonna post it. You know, he already got millions or hundreds of thousands of followers.
Yeah.
He's like, people gonna reach out to you. Just so many things that happen. And like, I'm a big believer. I don't believe in coincidences at all. I believe that everything happens for a reason, no matter what. Like, if I would have tripped over the case of water, that happened for a reason.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I'm big on that.
True.
So I don't think it's no coincidence that you reached out. I met Scott Storch at his birthday party. I don't know. People reach out to me about music all the time.
Sure.
So to take it back. I got off on a little tangent.
No, it's all good. Tangents are good.
I'm gonna take you back.
Yeah.
That's probably the reason why I lost my train of thought. I don't normally turn to music when I'm down.
Okay, I got
but
you.
But
I got you.
Those little things that do happen.
Sure.
When I'm down, they always happen when I'm down.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? When you're feeling down, it seems like the best things end up coming from it because you're getting through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got you. Wow. I do want to kind of like have you kind of like talk to the people that aren't able to do that though.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's one of the more difficult things, you know, younger people kind of have to go through. Mm-hmm. And it's like understanding like where they need to be, why they need to do these things and stuff like that if you truly, really want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could, kind of like give, if you had to give like a PSA to, you know, someone who's on their grind, mm-hmm. for whatever it is they want to do, not even if it's music or whatever, just like to kind of like put yourself in that moment where you're exhausted, you've been working all day or whatever, you got situations going on, and you know what? You suck it up. You go ahead and do whatever you got to do, and then you end up coming out with something better than you never even thought was going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, man. I think, and I got this from somebody or somewhere, but it's the most important times are the times when you don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are more important than the days that you do want to do it.
Sure.
Right. And that's in any aspect. Like, whether you don't want to go to the gym, that's when you should go. When you don't want to work on that, I don't know, that makeup tutorial, that's the day that you should do it. You get what I'm saying? And I think that finding your niche, your talent, your passion, or whatever, you have to go through those times of doubt. And I feel like if you've never doubted yourself, you didn't love it enough.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Like, if you just had a full 100% confidence in yourself the whole way, I feel like it's kind of like...
Too sure of yourself.
Yeah. You're just too sure. Like, there's no, like... You got to have some type of, like,
Yeah.
Because that's how you know it's real.
No, for sure.
When you have that feeling in your heart or your gut, it's like, man, is this for me?
Yeah.
Like, you feel torn. That's when I think it's real.
Okay.
But just to give that advice, I think that you should not, I think what people do is set the standard, I don't want to say set the standard too high, but they have high expectations too fast.
Okay.
And that's just our generation.
If you don't mind, elaborate. Like,
I'll say, like, our generation is kind of like a microwave generation, you know what I'm saying?
Instant gratification.
Instant gratification.
Sure.
That exactly. Sure. Like, if I wanted to know, you know, what 6 times 639, I can ask Siri right now.
Yeah.
I can Google it. When we were younger, we had to pull out a calculator, or we had to do the math, carry the one, do all of that. We had to put the work in to get what we wanted. Nowadays, like, with anything, you can find it on YouTube, find it on the internet, find it on SoundCloud. Like, everything is just so fast that when we don't get it that fast, mm-hmm. we're like, all right, it's not for me, or all right, I'm giving up, or whatever the case might be. Like, you might not have heard of this artist yesterday, but now they're just the biggest thing popping. I'm like, oh, they're an overnight success. No, they're not.
No.
There's no such thing as overnight success, no matter what it is.
Sure.
They put in the work, whatever, however much work they put in, now they're there. But, and it sucks because we see everybody's highlight reel, but we don't see the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So on Instagram, you see, oh, we just got married. Look at the house we just bought. Look at the brand new car we have. But they don't see the arguments they had, or the however many miscarriages, or
sure.
The banks denied them this many times for that house. You didn't see all of that.
Sure.
All you see is this is the moment. And it sucks because we chase after that moment,
mm-hmm.
because that's all we see. All we see is just that I made it, or I'm here, and this is that. Like, I post a lot of, I mean, all you guys follow me, I post a lot of shirtless pics and things with my pecs out and whatnot. Okay. But it's like, I wasn't always there. I wasn't always at that moment.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I worked my ass off to get to where I'm at. I'm still working on it. But you see these Instagram people and you're like, damn. And it to be honest, it will make you want to give up.
Yeah.
I can see why people are like, no. Because all you see every single day is perfect, perfect, perfect. This, perfect, that. And you don't see anybody that's like, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is what I've done to get to here.
Absolutely.
So if I could give advice to anybody, it's like, don't compare your behind the scenes to their highlights. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually, that's a very good way of putting that.
Yeah.
I'm actually write that down. Baltimore. Hey. Yeah. That's very good. That's probably the best way to, like, wrap it up.
Yeah.
Actually, like, that's a very good way of putting that. I always say something similar. I feel like people always compare, like, the end of the race, and they never watch the full race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like everything's a long distance run, and no one's watching the, you know, like, the halfway point or whatever. They're just waiting for the first dude to come through, and then you're like, oh, okay. And then that's it. So, obviously, you put it a little bit better than I did. But I definitely feel what you're saying. Thank you for kind of, like, sharing with that, because I know that we just kind of get consumed with those kinds of thoughts and feelings and stuff like that.
All the time.
Especially with social media. Mm-hmm. And it's not even, I don't know, I don't even feel like it's social media's fault, because like, you're not going to post, you know, like, that shirtless pic every day,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, like, show people, no, this is the path you got to go through. You're going to show, you know, what you got, you know, like the results, you know what I mean? So it is what it is, but we just can't get caught up in it. So I think that's, like, the most important thing for a lot of us to do. You know, we're probably the first generation to have to worry about those kinds of things. It's a first world problem, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is just what we have. This is what's been handed to us. So you know, as long as we can teach the young ones, you know.
Exactly. It's just that comparison aspect. Like, yeah. And I even got caught up in it a couple of times, man. It's like,
oh, sure. We all do. We all do.
I'm like, bro, this dude is the same age as me. He got a wife, house, kids, this and that, blah, blah. And I'm like, damn, like, I'm sending these crazy-ass DMs.
Hoping they get a response.
Yeah. So I'm just like, okay, you get what I'm saying, bro?
Sure.
Like,
no, for sure.
Like I say, like, I get caught up in that, too. I'm just like, man, mate, should I be there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't help, like, the generation before us, like, our parents is like, I can speak for my mom and pops. Like, my mom had me when she was 25.
Okay.
And then had my brother when she was 28.
Where?
I'm 28. Right?
Yeah.
And my mom's been in my ear like, we gonna give him some grandkids. Yeah. Like, relax. Relax. when I'm ready, when I'm ready, mom.
When this DM gets answered, then maybe yes. We'll see after that.
When I'm ready. But, yeah, like, you can't let to anybody, man, just don't compare yourself, because they might post that house, car, children, but you don't know, like, the wife might be cheating, or, like, the house might not even be theirs.
That's the model home, that's the...
You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't know. You really don't know.
That's the uncle's house.
Like, there's plenty of times, there's, like, for example, bro, like, there's a couple, like, girls that are, like, Instagram famous, right?
Sure, sure.
And I've known them before, way before that, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether I went to high school with them or college or something like that. And, like, there'd be people that's like, damn, this, like, she bad, she this and that. And I'm like, she don't look like that in person, bro. I promise, man. Or, like... And I'm not even trying to be rude, but no.
But you know. That's the thing. You know.
And I'm not... Yeah. Hey, girl, respect. Like, you doing your thing. Go ahead and do your thing on Instagram. And
sure.
Go. Like, you making money. I can't knock your hustle.
No.
But
no.
It's like... that's why, for me, I'm like... I can't compare, because I don't know the behind the scenes. I don't know what's going on.
For sure. It makes it more real once you can grasp that, once you know, once you see that, then you can be like, okay, yes, for sure. It makes sense. I did want to ask you, with you being in music, I'm sure that you've met other people in the industry, people on the come up, doing whatever, mm-hmm. our age, younger, probably older than you and all this kind of stuff. I wanted to ask you about... have you met someone that's kind of had, like, almost like a wasted talent? Because, like, I know that you were talking about, you know, the days that you don't want to do something is the days that you probably should. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Those are the most important.
Yeah.
Have you been, you know, around some people that were not able to get through that day?
Yeah. Or,
you know what I mean? Like,
man, this is dude we went to high school with. Recently, I just found out that he passed away.
Oh wow.
But he was good, man. He was real good. Ethiopian fella.
Mm-hmm.
He was good, and I want to respect his name, so I won't say his name, but he was good. He was real good, man. He was real talented, good at what he did. I don't know if he just got caught up in, like, different drugs or whatnot, or, like,
sure.
that lifestyle or whatever. Like, we lost contact maybe like 8 years ago.
Well, long time ago.
Yeah, like, mixing, mastering, making a beat, doing a hook, all types of stuff.
Sure.
And he was good. I mean, I don't know, like, the cause of death or anything like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I feel like if he would have stuck with it, he would have been on, like, he was miles ahead of me.
You want to know? If I can tell you. It's suicide.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. He ended up hanging himself, bro.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
See, I didn't know either.
I have an idea of who you may be talking about, mm-hmm. but I don't... We'll talk about it after. Yeah. But that is very, very sad, though.
No, it is, man. It is, like, definitely a talented dude. Like, I would send stuff to him all the time when I was doing it. I'm like, hey, bro, where can I change this? Or what can I add to this? This and that, blah, blah.
Sure.
Like, I'll send him a file and he just take it to level 10, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Just little things like that. Who else, man? I'm trying to think of anybody else. I don't know, man. I haven't really met too many people. Well, let me take that back. It's a couple people, man. Like I said, I don't want to say names, but it's a couple people, man. They're good, and it comes naturally. I'm like, bro, if you just put a little bit more,
yeah.
a little bit more into this,
mm-hmm.
it's a wrap.
Yeah.
But how does the saying go? You know, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work.
Yeah, for sure.
However it is.
It's something like that. I've heard that before too. Yeah. I've seen it like in a meme or something like that.
Yeah, but it's something.
It's somewhere around there. It's floating around there. Wow. Man.
But that's in every aspect, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Talented basketball player, talented volleyball player, or whatever the case might be.
Sure.
And it's like, bro, like just put a little bit more into it. Just a little bit.
Yeah. And it'll make that much more of a difference.
That's it. Yeah. It's a little more focus.
Wow. That's good. That's crazy.
Some vampires. Niggas gather around the beat like a campfire. Singing folk songs, but not no kumbaya, my lord. You download it for free, we get charged back for it. I know you're saying they won't know, they won't miss it. Besides, I ain't a thief, they won't pay me a visit. So if I come to your job, take your corn on the cob and take a couple kernels off it, that would be alright with you.
Hell no.
Yeah, Exactamundo, but we just keep recording, and it ain't to get no condo. And Candy Bentley Fanny with no panties in Miami, and that cute little chick named Tammy that you took to the Grammy. See, we do it for that boy that graduated, that looked you in your eyes real tough and say appreciate it, and that he wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for your CD number 9. And he's standing with his baby mama Kiki, and she crying, talking about that they used to get high to me in high school, and they used to make love to me in college. Then they told me about their first date, listening to my tunes and how he like to fingernail polish. I say, hate to cut you off, but I gotta go. I wish you could tell me more, but I'm off to the studio. Gotta write tonight. Hey, can you put us in your raps? I don't see why not. Devin is the dude. You gon' probably hear him talking by
rolling up another swizzle, listening to the beat again, drinking, but we concentrate.
Yo, tell me that shit wasn't hard.
Shit.
That shit, bro. Like,
shit. Damn. Three Stacks got verses that make you forget that he could rap.
Forget he can rap.
He only come out every, what, 3-4 years?
Exactly.
You be like, oh, okay, Three Stacks on this. Oh, shit. He could, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one line is really. You, man.
God damn. But with that being said, I really want to get musical with you.
Mm-hmm.
What have been some of the biggest influences on you, your career?
Yeah.
Ever since you was Lil Dez, mm-hmm. to now.
Man, like I said, I didn't come from a musically inclined family.
Yes. Yes.
I kind of just fell into it, like I said. And my mom played a lot of neo soul.
Okay.
Growing up, a lot. So like, Alicia Keys, Mary J. Blige, Kenny Lattimore, I don't know, Case. My auntie loved Case.
Word.
Jagged Edge, just like all that, like R&B, you know, so Jill Scott.
Yeah.
And also a lot of gospel music.
Okay.
Right, a lot of gospel. So like Kirk Franklin, Shirley Caesar, Take Six.
Yeah.
Any
Mary Mary?
Of course.
Yeah,
Mary,
yeah,
Mary.
Yeah.
All the cliche black music, all the gospel, all of that. And I still listen to all that, you know, to this day.
Okay.
And some of my influences actually, like, with producing and whatnot. Definitely Kanye, as wild as that man is. Scott Storch, Pharrell. Who else? Timberland. How could I forget Timberland?
Yeah, for sure.
The Dream also produces. I don't know if a lot of people didn't know that.
Yes.
Dream produces with Tricky Stewart.
Okay.
If that name sounds familiar.
else, bro? There's a lot.
Those are probably like my main ones. I mean, obviously those are the ones that came to mind first.
Sure, sure, sure.
There's probably a couple more that's gonna pop out here and there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But those are just my main influences. Just like if you can see the common thread of them, all of them had longevity.
Yes.
And all of them, you know, had a lane and they stuck to that lane.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't venture off. Maybe besides Kanye, but even then, like, he was different enough where it was still his lane.
Sure.
And I mean, Timberland with, he did One in a Million, and then he did, what's that song? The I ain't got no money.
Oh,
whatever that is. You know what I'm saying?
That's that Shock Value shit.
Yeah, like he went from One in a Million to that. And same with Pharrell. He made Grinding,
yeah.
The clips, and then he made I'm Happy. You know what I'm saying? Just like the diverse.
Sure, sure, sure. It's not just a, like a, what do you call that? Like a one-trick pony or whatever?
Exactly.
Like, you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, they can do many things and still have it be quality. Like mm-hmm. And have it still be great. Have it still be hot.
Yeah.
Carrie Hilson.
Is that what it was?
Timberland Carrie Hilson? Is that what it was? The Way I Are? Is that what it's called? There it is.
That's all it is. I ain't got no money. I ain't got no visa.
Okay, very good, very good.
Yeah, that, see, he know it.
Yeah. Very good, very good. I actually hate that song. That's funny.
Exactly, me too. But it's the first one to pop out.
I don't know what it is. I'm gonna be honest. That whole album wasn't really doing it for me. You know, like, you know, good for Timberland, but mm-hmm. Nah, that wasn't really my shit. But he has another song, that fucking Takeout song with Justin Timberlake. It's some stupid carry out. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I heard
of it. It's one of the worst that I've ever heard. It's really, really bad.
Take
like, out? It's like carry out. Like, I don't even know. Like, it's right. Really, really bad though. Like, right. It's no good. rappers though.
Mm-hmm.
Anything? You have like a list of some people that kind of like has some influence on you?
Yeah.
I'm curious. Out from like hip hop, straight up.
For sure. It is no particular order.
Yeah.
But we got Kanye. We got Andre 3000. Big Dom Kennedy fan. Mace. Right. So Mace.
Wow.
He's actually the reason. So I stylized Uncle Dez the C with the cent sign. Because Mace has the S as a dollar sign.
Wow.
That's where I got that from.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
So Mace and who else, man? They're not rap, but I'm a big Nerd fan. N.E.R.D. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So Pharrell's like little like, rock alternative band. Venture or whatever. You
sure,
want to call
sure,
it.
Sure.
Big fan.
Yeah.
When I saw like a Lap Dance and like Rockstar when I was a kid.
Yeah.
When I first heard. What's the dude's name? Harvey or whatever? It's Harvey, baby.
Yeah.
I thought it was a black dude. So when I saw the video,
you're like, oh.
It was a white dude. I was like
oh, shit.
Mind blown. Okay, so I like this dude. He did that one song with Pharrell and just
disappeared. And then that was it. No, that was it for him.
That was it.
One song.
Yeah, that's all he had.
He had a cold-ass verse on
it. Yeah, no, absolutely he did. It's funny you said when you were talking about Mace, because like I can picture Aries' face just being like shaking his head. Cause
are you a Dipset fan?
Well, he is. No, and he fucks with Mace.
Okay,
it's just that I love Mace,
mm-hmm.
And like I talk about Mace like he's like the greatest of all time, and he's just like, shut up, nigga. No, shut up. He's not that tight. It's like, no, he's not. And I'm like, nah, man. Ain't nobody has his moves. Like, nobody can even move like Mace. Like, no one even has his kind of style or whatever. But I love Mace.
You know, and that's the like, thing, bro. Like, I didn't have a big brother growing up.
Sure.
So, like, them, like, to me, they were just, like, the coolest niggas ever. Like,
yeah.
Mace was just a cool-ass dude. Andre 3000, yeah. Kanye. Even Pharrell, man, like, he had, like, that skater swag back then with the trucker hats.
Mm-hmm. Ice creams,
man. I was like, man,
He's always wearing some shorts.
Cool ass dudes. Like, yeah. They cool. And like, I couldn't relate to like the drug dealing rappers.
Yeah.
Like the hardcore, like the Jay-Z's and whatnot back then.
Sure.
I looked at myself like the Mace, Kanye, Andre 3000, Pharrell. I was like, man, these dudes is cool. Like, that's who I wanted to be.
When yeah, I was yeah, a kid, yeah, yeah. Because you kind of like, I don't know, you kind of like saw a little bit of something that you, I don't know, not strive to be, but mm-hmm. you know, something was like, oh yeah, I can be like them, or you know, like I can be on that kind of level. I know, I understand that.
Yeah, and like anytime I tell people like my top or whatever, they're like, oh okay. I can see it.
It makes sense. Saying? Yeah, it makes sense now. It makes sense.
But like, if I said like some off the wall shit, like I don't know, Paul Wall, Plies, I don't know,
Pleasure P
in there.
You'd be like, what? Like, it wouldn't make sense.
There's
for
some,
me.
Some
like,
strong alliteration in there. Paul Wall, Plies, Pleasure
yeah.
P.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
It just wouldn't fit. It wouldn't be me.
No, exactly. No, that's good. You gotta stay true to yourself.
Of course, definitely.
That's good. Okay, so out of all of those, let me pick 3 Stacks. What's one of your favorite verses from Andre 3000? Even back in like Outkast days, it doesn't have to be like a single verse.
Man, it's too many. All right.
Even so, Avery is like, oh, man.
That's my favorite artist, too.
Oh, see, there you go. There you go.
So, his verse in Hollywood Divorce.
Stop, man. Are you serious? Like, as I was thinking of the question, like.
In Hollywood Divorce with Lil Wayne and who else is in that song?
It's Snoop.
Snoop.
It's Wayne and Outkast, yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood Divorce, that's one of my favorite verses. She Lives in My Lap.
Okay.
Just because I dedicated that to this girl I dated in college, my freshman year.
Yeah.
I dedicated to her. She never like, really fucked with Andre 3000 and Outkast like that. So she thought the context of the song was a little weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you got to listen to the song. Like, you got to listen to the song. Like.
Wait.
I know the title.
Yeah.
Might throw you off. She Lives in My Lap, but like listen to the lyrics, you know, listen to the words.
Did that work out?
Nah. Okay. But we still cool to this day.
Okay, cool.
Her and I are cordial. She's living her best life. I'm happy for her.
There we go.
Keep in contact.
Good.
Say happy birthday and whatnot. Happy holidays. But
civil.
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
But yeah, probably those two are the ones that stick out the most.
Stick out the most.
Pink and Blue.
Great song.
Man, I don't know. B.O.B.
Yeah.
It's a song on... I can't think of this... Oh, I'm going to kill myself. Man, I can't think of the song. It's on ATLians. Now, Sasha had a partner named Thump. What's the name of the song, bro?
It's like a side of tracks or something.
Not the art of storytelling.
No. I was just talking about Brennan had a baby in the slumber.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
It's all
just
good.
The way, like...
Yeah.
So that Andre 3000 verse we just listened to.
Yes.
You can picture it. The way that he raps and rhymes, like, you can... Like, you can picture him talking about going to the job, selling the corn on the cob, talking to the couple, talking about how they used to listen to him in high school.
Sure.
Make love in college. Can you put us in your raps? Like, all of his verses, like, you can imagine it. Like, he paints that picture so vivid where you're like, damn, I can see that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Did I answer your question?
No, for sure.
No.
I did. Yeah. And then some. Yeah, no, for sure. I do want to ask now, because as you were talking, I was just thinking about some things. Let's say you were to have, you know, 2 kids, you know, 2 sons or whatever. What would be the music that you would kind of like give on to them and say like, nah, y'all got to listen to this. Like this, this is going to set you up nice. You know what I mean? For whatever.
I'm a big Alicia Keys fan.
Okay.
Probably because my mom was too.
Yeah.
But big Alicia Keys fan. What else, man? Oh, definitely Mace. Bad Boy, Diddy. All of that. Man, I know a lot of people going to be like, damn, why is this not naming like any too much West Coast? You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Like, I'm just a cool dude. Not to like, you know, stroke my ego. I'm just a cool dude. Like, that's where I really vibe with. Like, Pac and Dre, like, them niggas is like, I'm ready to, you know, fuck something up, ready to fight. You know what I'm saying?
Trying
like,
to rumble.
Yeah, like, that's what their music was.
Yeah.
I relate more to like the cool swag, like, what up, shawty, you know what I'm saying? You know, get your friends, I'll bring my friends, maybe they could be friends.
Yeah, there it is.
Like, that's more like, okay, that's, yeah, more me.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely that. We'll play Kanye in the house. What else, man? We definitely gonna listen to different genres. I don't want my kids to just be in a box.
Sure, sure, sure.
Put on some Paramore, you gotta definitely listen to some Paramore.
Right.
Maybe some Evanescence.
I just recently got onto Paramore.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's better late than never.
It's pretty dope, though.
Side note, the way I got put on a Paramore was our band teacher in high school. We played a song at pep rallies called That's What You Get.
Okay.
And it was like part of our final.
Yeah.
We had to play the song on the drum set. We just get so into it. So, like, me, Damon, Roderick, we just get so into it. I was like, man, let me just check this. Let me check. I thought it was a chick. I didn't know it was a band. I didn't know how rock shit worked. I was like, let me just check this chick out. Why does she go by Paramore? And then it's kind of like when you go on YouTube, you click on, I don't know, a Dave Chappelle skit, and then an hour later, you're watching alligators fight. It's like you just go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So that's what I did with Paramore. I just checked out one video.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, let me click on the next video. Then I found out about like Fall Out Boy.
Okay, yeah.
And then, I don't know, the rest of them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then I just picked out my favorites from all of it. And
sure.
That was another thing that helped with like music.
Okay.
Just being diverse.
True.
Because you can pick something up from a different genre and implement it into hip hop. You know what I'm saying? That's all hip hop was. You know what I'm saying? Sampling.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the base of it. It's samples.
Sure.
So definitely all types of genres. We can play some gospel. What else, man? Dom Kennedy, Kanye.
You gotta throw those in for me.
Outkast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, what's on my phone, man. Let me see, man.
I do have a question for you too while you look. Because how you talked about diversity and stuff like that, putting people onto other things, and then, you know, having so many like different influences on you.
Yeah.
How have those kinds of things kind of like helped you in other aspects of your life? Not just music, but, you know, if your music is diverse, you know, you may talk to different people that may like the same music and whatever,
mm-hmm.
and that turns into a bigger conversation, you know, mm-hmm. and you start to find out, you know, someone looks nothing like me, but you have that common ground, you know what I mean? Like, there's similarities between you guys, even though you're from Vegas,
exactly.
This dude's from, you know, Sweden, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But y'all both love, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's this book I read, man. It's called Never Eat Alone.
Yeah.
And basically, it was talking about, like, networking your way to success.
Sure.
But I took the title literal, like, Never Eat Alone. So any job I have, no matter what, I always try to eat lunch with somebody different.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, can I sit here? You mind if I sit here? I'm like, yeah. Obviously, they're not going to say no.
Yeah.
No, they shouldn't, little asshole. But, oh, what you got over there? You know, or how's your day going so far? Or maybe I'll talk about work, like, how's your customers treating you? Or whatever the case might be.
Sure.
And from there, that's the relationships built from that moment.
Yeah.
And Like, I might not have a big presence online, but in real life, I have a big presence.
Yeah.
And, like, that's all just being, just me being genuine, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I'll reach out to somebody or, like I said, I just see somebody eating.
Yeah.
And from there, we'll talk about whatever. And, like you said, they could be from so-and-so, and they'll be like, oh, man, that reminds me of this one time I went to go see Dave Chappelle. I'm like, oh, you fuck with Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
And we're like, Chappelle show.
Yeah.
And we got a goddamn
and then just like that.
Connection. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
Over me just sitting down.
Exactly. Because it starts off with, yo, can I sit here with you? You mind if I eat here? Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you find out, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's dope.
But I wasn't always like that.
It took some time?
No, it was an event. So I ended up going to South by Southwest, like, 2014, I think.
Right.
And I'll never forget this. So it was, I went to a Bayshawn interview, and I was sitting next to this guy, some random guy, and he's sitting there, put out his MacBook, taking notes and whatnot.
Yeah.
And there's some guys, some kids behind us, and they're just passing out people's car, their cars and whatnot, and they're networking. And they're talking to the guy next to me. They're like right here to my left, my back left. They're talking to the guy next to me, like, hey, you know, we go by so-and-so, rappers, we're from here and there. You know, here's our card, follow us on this social media, whatever.
Sure.
And he was like, okay, for sure. And he gave him his card, and he was like, oh, I'm a, and I'm paraphrasing, but I gotta make the story sound cool. But basically, he was just like, I'm a representative at Def Jam. I don't know his title. I didn't know what he was, but he was like, representative at Def Jam.
Wow.
And at that moment, I'm like, bro, this dude was sitting next to me for the last 30 minutes, and I didn't say one word to him.
Wow.
And now if I say something to him, he'd be like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
You just heard who I am and where I'm from.
And now you want to talk.
No, don't. and ever since that moment, I'm like, you know what? I don't know who I'm going to meet, who I'm going to talk to. Talk to everybody. And not even for that reason, just to gain something out of it.
Sure.
Because I don't know who I might maybe influence, or maybe somewhere down the road I can help them out, or pay it forward or something like that. But
sure.
I wasn't always like that. That moment, I was like 2013, 2014, that moment definitely changed. Like, anywhere I go, I got to talk to somebody. I got to meet somebody.
Sure.
Exchange something.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Avery, you out? Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you're all good, bro. Here, I got you.
Appreciate you sliding through, though, bro.
Oh, well, you know what? Let me say this on the cast. I appreciate you coming through and, you know,
no
helping
problem,
us out.
Man.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
People out there in radio world, if you need some footage, holla at your boy.
A-Rex.
A-Rex.
Underscore it.
A-Rex underscore.
There we go, there we go. We appreciate you. We appreciate
no problem,
you.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. We're gonna have to get you back here too, all right?
Definitely. We can get a combo. We'll come back.
There we go. But what I was gonna say is something I always thought of too, just kinda like on just like why I am the way that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Going out there, being willing to, you know, just say what's up to someone, or, you know, when you see people out there and you don't shy away, don't turn your head when you see someone you know, or, you know, like, you're walking and you just have your head up. So something as simple as that.
Yeah.
You know, making it, not that you want to be approached, but, you know, not having the face of, fuck you, don't fucking talk to me. You know what I mean? Like, it makes a difference, because, like, you miss out on, like, the little things that you could gain. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it doesn't have to be, like, I want to talk to people because, you know, they may owe me in the future, or maybe I can get something from... It could be something small. Like, they may, you know, brighten up your day. They may give you, like, a little bit of knowledge. You know what I mean? They may put you up on something that you never even heard of.
Yeah.
And, like, those are the little things that you should always kind of, like, look forward to. You never know where it could come from. And that's the thing. When you keep yourself in a box, I mean, like, it's only a matter of time before you use everything, you know, that you can get from it. You know what I mean? Like, your friends are great,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, if you know them 20 plus years.
Exactly.
you know, chances are, like, there's not really all that much that, you know, you guys are giving each other as far as, like, you know, like, trying to put yourselves in better positions or knowledge or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not a knock either. You know what I mean?
No, definitely not.
It's just, like, you know, they're fam now. So it's just, like, you know, they're there to support you, but, you know, are you expanding? You know what I mean? Are you getting out there? You know what I mean? Yeah, that's why I feel what you're saying for sure. That's why I try to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I try to do my best.
All right, Avery.
All right, man.
All right, bro.
For sure. Stay, bro. Drive safe. But yeah, for sure, feel what you're saying. And that's why I like asking people too, because I can sense that in a kind of like the type of dude that you are. I can sense like you probably have a good way of speaking to people, being out here and stuff like that. Oh. Like you're a welcoming kind of, you have that presence of like approachable, someone you can kind of like just chop it up, even if it's for a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's going to be something cool. It's going to be something that you can take away from. You know what I mean? So, yeah. No, I appreciate that.
Of course, man. And, like, I try to... I value myself with that. Like, I take pride in that.
Mm.
Because, for example, like... We good on time?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, we're straight.
So, for example, there's been a couple times, like... You know, the thing when I posted about my pops earlier last year, you know, somebody reached out, told me about, you know, her pops. This guy actually just went through some type of heartbreak, breakup type thing. And he reached out to me. This was like a month ago. And he was like, Dez, you know, how did you get through all of that? You know, how did you find yourself and this and that, blah, blah. And... I took this girl out on a date, maybe like in August, and probably one of the coolest dates I've ever been on. She put me on a lot of game. And basically, like, she told me about this this TED Talk. It was called The Power of Vulnerability by Brené Brown.
Yeah.
And basically, in the TED Talk, she was talking about how a lot of people think vulnerability is a weakness, but it's actually confidence. If you have the confidence to... Or if you're willing to put yourself out there like that and risk being judged and ridiculed or being looked at a certain way.
Sure.
That's not a weakness. That's actually confidence. Like you have confidence, so much confidence in yourself that you're willing to put yourself out there like that.
Facts.
And that's why I tend to do that, just because I'm like, because I'm doing this, I know somebody else is going to be like, okay, well, if he did it, I could do it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not to say, like, I'm the best person out or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, when I was going through what I was going through, I needed somebody like myself now to be like, well, damn, man, if he did it, then okay.
Yeah.
But then it just goes back to people only posting the highlights.
Exactly.
And not the behind the scenes.
Sure.
And it's okay, like... Everybody's not going to be like that. That's perfectly fine. But I'm okay with that. I'm perfectly fine with, like, putting myself out, because I know somebody. It's going to help somebody. It's going to help somebody. Somebody's going to reach out. I don't know. I saw the other day somebody post something on Twitter, like, you know, I can't take it anymore. This is horrible. This is that, blah, blah, blah. Everything's just coming down on me. And I reached out to him, and I was like, hey, bro, you know, a couple years ago, I had them same thoughts.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, is everything cool? And he just kind of just opened up and vented to me.
True.
And I let him know, you know, what I did, how I did it, you know, what steps I took. And I'm not saying, like, any of this for clout, but it's like somebody else right now is going through something that can help somebody else.
True.
So going ahead, I mean, if you're comfortable with it, you know, post it. And it don't have to be detailed. You can give a little quick synopsis, a little clip notes.
It can be vague.
Yeah, it can be extremely vague.
Yeah.
But you don't know who you might help.
Right.
And yeah, I take pride in that. Girls used to tell me all the time that I was very unapproachable. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, what do you want me to be naked? Like, how? I don't know. Like
what do you mean? what kind of face do you want me to have?
What do you mean? As you just seem so unapproachable. Okay? You're approaching me now? Like, what?
Exactly. You're telling me this now, so what does that mean? No, okay. I feel you. I do want to appreciate what you said about being who you were, like, when you needed to be, you are the person now who you needed before. Mm-hmm. And I saw this dope quote, I think it was on Twitter. It went viral, it's been all over the place, but old boy had, he was on stage and he had on like this, I don't know, like projection board or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the quote was, be who you needed when you were younger.
Yeah.
And it was like mind blowing to me. Like, I couldn't like stop like going over and over it in like my head. Cause I was like, man, like it wraps it up so perfect. Like when you think about it, and you know, like when you think of all those times where like when you were a kid and you were like, damn, I just wish like someone could just like, just set me straight, or like, mm-hmm. if I could just get this help, or someone put me in this position or whatever. And now we're older.
Yeah.
Where we have the means, you know what I mean? We have money, we have, you know, like we can acquire the things that we truly need, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even something as hard as a relationship or like someone meet someone.
Yeah.
We can go out and meet people, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. We can put ourselves in positions to do that, you know? And that quote is a reminder to me, mm-hmm. of like, it's almost like you can kind of help yourself.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, like if you look, you know, within yourself, you know, you have the answers already. Like you already got it. Like really. So, yeah. Like when you had said that, like it kind of like, it just like lit up in my head. I was like, oh, yo, that's exactly like that quote that I saw. And that's something that I love. Like that was a real dope quote. So yeah, I appreciate that for sure. Yeah. I do want to ask you now.
Yeah.
Final question.
Of course, yeah.
2019.
Yes.
So.
Yes, 2019 is the year.
Yes.
My life changes forever.
Yes.
For the good. Quote me on that. Take a picture of it, a snapshot, a screenshot.
It's been recorded.
Whatever you need to do.
Just so y'all know, like, Desmond came through the door. That was one of the first things he said was 2019.
I promise.
It's going to be the year. It's going to be the year. So I do want to kind of like have you kind of like tell us, mm-hmm. like what's in store. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but why that confidence? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like why... How can you be so sure? You know what I mean? Not that I'm like trying to like, you know what I mean? But like if you had to explain it to someone, you know, who doesn't know you or whatever, like, mm-hmm. how can you be so sure, you know, 2019 is going to be this year? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'll answer that first, bro. One, I just been doing it so long. And it's kind of like, I don't know. It's just a, this is a new Dez, to the world, to me. It's a new person. I'm going into this year, one, the best shape of my life. I'm the most healthy. I'm the most mentally there. Like my mental health is there.
Sure.
And then just like everything that has lined up so far, I'm like, all right, this is it. This is it. And, you know, knock on wood, God forbid it doesn't happen, it's on me.
I see what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, these guys I met, the producers, it's a group, or it's a duo called Rockin' Maine. It's a black dude and a white dude. I met them in Miami and went to Beat Battle, like, 2013. And I wasn't in the battle, but they gave a chance for people just play the music in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And I played my stuff and people like, you know, nodding their head. It was like my first time playing in front of other producers and I'm like, cool, like, and nodding their head. I'm like, cool, this is some cool shit.
Yeah, that means.
So they came up to me afterwards.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey bro, like, we like how you flipped the sample. That shit was cool. That shit was real smooth. Take our car, bro. We really definitely want to work. And this was back when I had like the Uncle Dez shirt. So, like, yeah. And it was like, we fuck with the name. That's a cool ass name, yo. That's a cool name, bro. Like, and they just love me. And I'm like, cool. Like, I didn't know who these dudes were. They just give me that music or that card. Fast forward to last year, they produced a song, Dedicate, on Carter 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So they co-produced that.
That's wild.
And obviously the album went platinum.
Yep.
So they got their, I don't know if this is their first plaque, but they got a plaque, you know. They're most likely that album's going to be Grammy nominated.
For sure.
It came out past the Grammy cutoff time. That's why it wasn't in this year, but it's going to most likely be Grammy nominated next year.
For sure.
But they still keep in contact. They watch my stories. They comment on stuff. Dez, when you coming out with some new music, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Just having just that one connection right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, Avery's brother is an entertainment lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And don't quote me on this, but I know he used to do some stuff with, like, Trey Songz back in the day.
Word.
He went to school with some dudes with Earth Gang. You ever heard of Earth Gang?
No, never.
Earth Gang is signed to Dreamville.
Okay.
China J. Cole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He told me about this story that when he met Diddy, so he went to school in Hampton, or at Hampton, and basically he knew Diddy was going to be at the hotel, hosted an event, like across the street from the school or something like that.
Sure.
So he put on the suit, you know, dressed to the nines, and literally just walked in there like he belonged in there, and nobody said nothing to him, and he's sitting there chopping it up with all these top diggers, you get what I'm saying? Just knowing him, he's very critical with, like, Avery's music and whatnot, and asking me when am I going to put some stuff out.
Sure.
Who else, man? Like, I know this dude that's a photographer that went to Paris with some of Nipsey Hussle's producers.
Wow.
A couple months ago. Like, I know too many people, and I'm not trying to brag, but it's like, I know too many people, there's too many situations for this not to happen.
Dumb.
And the confidence comes. The confidence just comes from me believing so much into myself that nothing can, like, wave, nothing can deter me.
Sure.
But yeah, to answer the second part, what I got coming up, I am hosting an event where I'm actually gonna give back. I'm gonna do it a couple times, but this first one is gonna be very, very small. Maybe about 6 to 10 people.
Word.
It's going to be a couple artists, couple producers. I'm going to invite maybe some other, like, behind-the-scenes people, maybe, like, some camera people or whatever. And basically what it is, because a lot of people come to me and ask me for, like, advice, and they want me to listen to music and stuff. Like, the way people come to me is, like, I'm already on.
Sure.
Like, I can sign you. I can't, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to get signed myself.
I'm not signed.
But people come to me like that. So I'm like, you know what? Like, all the advice and experience and people that I know over the years, I'm going to give back. So it's either going to be February or March. I haven't came up with a date yet, but it's going to be kind of like a 3-day event. Basically, it'll be like, you know, maybe we'll have like a workshop, you know, in the beginning of the day. During the middle of the day, it'll be like maybe like an interview. And then at the end of the day, it'll be just like a cook-up. So like one room, there'll be maybe like two producers. The other room, there'll be a producer and an artist. Another room, there might be an artist and another artist. Yeah. Just going back and forth. And it'll be like a networking event.
Sure,
bringing people together that don't know each other, most likely.
Absolutely. But you give them that kind of, like, platform to kind of, like, get together, link up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You never know what could come from it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You all have that common ground of the music. But, like, let's get some names together, some people that you don't know, different regions and all that kind of stuff. So that's hard.
Yeah. And I'm planning on bringing out some people that are in the industry or very close to the industry to talk to some of the people, like, yo, this is how the industry works. This is how this works.
Sure.
The legalities and, like, the technicalities. and just sharing stories and whatnot. So it's like, it's going to be a pretty big event. Like I said, it's going to be very small at first. I don't want to say it's a test run, but it's going to be just like a, okay, this is what I'm doing first.
Yeah, it's going to be the initial run. It's going to be like the first one, and but it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to be good. People are, like, the people I have reached out to are excited about it. I haven't reached out to everybody yet.
Yeah.
But.
When do you have it planned for?
It's either going to be February or March. Okay. I'm working out all the details now. Reaching out to a couple, companies, trying to get a couple sponsorships. Try to see. I know it's going to be very small, so I'm just shooting my shot, really, with these sponsorships. I don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah.
They might say yes, they might say no.
Yeah.
At least I shot.
Shoot or shoot, man.
Exactly.
Shoot or shoot.
So that's that. Yeah. I'm doing that. And then you also heard it here first. what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my first album come out this year. But not me, though.
Right.
Obviously. But yeah. It's going to be me produced.
Okay. Produced by me. Okay.
I'm going to have some collabs on there as well as different producers. And just different artists that I know throughout the city. Okay. Throughout different cities.
Some people that you connected with and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just another way to give back, but like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it the right way.
Right. That's a
big
deal, man.
Yeah. It's going to be big.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's going to be big. Like, if you could just see inside my head right now, just the way the wheels are turning. Like,
sure.
It's going to be big, bro.
That's hard.
Yeah, and then just continue to make music. Stop letting opportunities pass me by. It's probably one of my biggest weaknesses, honestly, bro. I have gotten so many opportunities, and for some reason, I just let it slide by.
Sure.
But just not let them slide by anymore.
Yep. There's no slide by in 2019.
No slide. Unless you're sliding in DMs.
Y'all on some no cap. We on some no slides,
no
right?
No slides.
This is, okay. That's cool. That's something that I'm for sure going to be looking forward to. I don't know if you saw Jessica's reaction when you said that too, but she perked up.
Yeah.
No, we you know, you obviously know, since we all follow each other and stuff like that, we for sure tuning in. We're fans, you know what I mean? Like,
of course, man.
Besides just, you know, talking to you and being able to chop it up, your product is something that we're looking forward to too. So, you know what I mean? Like,
and it means a lot, man.
Yeah.
Like I tweeted the other day, man, I haven't put a music out in a while, but people are still continuing to support. And I know there's people that can't do that.
Yeah.
People, like, once they stop, they lose everything. They lose all their momentum. But that just goes back to anybody. Just your personality and your heart will take you way farther than anything else will take you in life. You know what I'm saying? If you're a good, genuine dude, it will take you way farther than your resume or than how much money you can give somebody.
True.
Like, man, it's a cool ass dude. Like, yo, Mark, you trying to, I got to actually take you to the Grammys.
Right.
I got you. Just get a day.
It's not like your resume is like what he's thinking of when he's like, oh, yeah, this is who I'm going to take. You know what I mean? When you're inviting somebody, you know, it's like, no, he's cool. So that's why I'm going to do it. So,
exactly.
Yeah, for sure. No, I feel that. I feel that for sure. I'm going to get like this. All right. So then, just a final words. Wanted to thank you.
Yes.
First off to agreeing, answering, being here. We really appreciate it. And I think this was probably the best guest I could have had to start off the year.
Thank you, man.
Like, I felt like the energy and just like the timing was just gonna be good for this one. And then I wasn't even to be honest, like, I wasn't even thinking of just with like holidays and all this kind of stuff, all this craziness, I wasn't even thinking of who should I have for this first week.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I got a trip coming up and all this kind of stuff. Like, I wasn't even thinking about the podcast. And then when I looked at the list, when it came to, and I was like, oh, I got to look at the list. I got to who? And I was like, no. Like, Desmond was at the top of the list. And I was like, I got to start off 2019
hey.
This specific way. This is going to be perfect. And just off of feeling alone, you know what I mean? Like, I knew we were going to get at least, you know, like, at least some good talk. We had some gems in there.
Yeah.
Definitely, I like your perspective. Mm-hmm. So, like, I always tell people, like, when I have that kind of feeling in someone, I want you to kind of, like, speak to the people. And that's why I kind of, like, ask questions like, hey, what would you say to this kind of person and stuff like that? Because we all have something of value to say.
Everybody.
And like you said, you know, like, anyone could help someone out, you know, even with a little convo. So, yeah, no, we definitely appreciate it. I'm sure Aries does, too. Yeah, when he listens to it, he's going to be like, oh, Aries. Yeah. Shout out to Aries. But, yeah, no, we for sure. That boy is crazy over the LOM, boy. Loyalty over money, man. Shout out to Hollow. Hey, shout out to Hollow. Dog, Aries, man. But, yeah, man, for sure, for sure. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, man. Thank you for having me on here. Thank you for having me as the first guest of 2019. Like I said, I'm honored, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, your price just went up.
Listen, number one rated.
When Narwhal comes to you and asks you some secret shit, right?
Narwhal.
He's going to come to you. Don't give up everything.
Yeah, for sure.
But other than that, bro, I appreciate you having me on here.
No, of course.
Whoever's listening, I hope I'm able to touch you, you know, in whatever way, you know. Yeah, just keep going. Just keep going. That's all I can say, man.
Word. Now, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but we did plan a song, so we get to figure it out right here recorded on the podcast. So, well, how are we finishing this up?
All right. So we said we was going to keep it real smooth, man, right? Yeah. What time is this? 9:30. Man, put on a... Let's take it back to the 90s, man.
Okay.
Let's put on a... Put on Case, Missing You.
Oh, boy.
Missing You.
Boy.
Man, I'm a big fan of, like, just a good-ass bass line.
The bass line's crazy
just
on this.
Just something you can
Case
ride
is
to.
Hard, bro. Pause.
Pause, but listen to how it just ride, bro. Like, yeah. You set the scene. You're driving. Top down. Degrees, girl, just driving.
It's perfect weather. It's perfect weather.
Just got in and out.
Yeah.
Looking at girls, singing this to her.
Okay, yeah.
Not paying attention to traffic.
You like this?
Yo. How can I be so damn demanding?
Jesse, you know this song?
I know you said that it's over now, but
bro,
I can't
bro,
let go. Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything I